Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Mukama mulungi.
God is good.
Obulamu buli butya.
How is life?
Tukimanya obulamu bulungi.
We know that life is good.
Kubanga Mukama mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Because God is good all the time.
Ate ye eriyakuba obulamu n'amazima.
And Him is the way, the truth, and the life.
Nga mu Yokana 14:6.
As in John 14:6.
Tumwebaze oyo Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
We thank Him, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yaje okutuwa obulamu obujjudde.
He came to give us life in the full.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yokana 10:10.
For He speaks in John 10:10.
Sitani yaje okubba okutana okuzi.
That Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. But he came that we may have life. And life in the full. It does not end at building up our spiritual life. But even life of our bodies. And he meets all those with weakness. And moves on to treat them. Even to renew them. As he sent his Holy Spirit. As in Psalms 104:30. When he speaks, say he sent his Spirit and they are created. And he renews the face of the earth. We thank Him, the living God. Even today He's gathered us. I'm going to request to greet of your brethren. And wish Him light of the word of God that filled very well. And it enlightens us in the way of life.
To
reaching the eternal life. For that's what He spoke in Psalms 119:105. Saying that the word of God is a lamp and it's a light which lightens the path we have to take. He moves on to explain in Proverbs chapter 6:23. He speaketh that the command is a lamp. Even the law is a light. Which lightens in the way of life.
It's
the light which lightens in the way of life. Even today we want to move on. With our seventh part. Of God is heavenly government on the earth. Together with its central government. God is government in the governments of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to move on with our eighth department. Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department.
The department of the Holy Spirit.
Department.
The department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. On the earth. It's what we're going to move on to see. But the one who first honor God the Father and His word, our Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit,
to
move on giving them first place in our midst, that the other armies of angels to work together with us to fulfilling the word of God as the they hearken to the voice of His word. As in the Psalms 103:20. When He speaks, angels, the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God as they hearken to the voice of His word. So when we move to honor God our Father and His word and His Holy Spirit and we give them the first place, they add on us armies of angels who serve us and those we serve with. Now let's raise up our voices. Father Almighty, King of Kings, you who base above the heavens, as in the Ephesians 4, starting from verse 9 up to 10, Jesus passed through all the heavens and He came above the heavens to meet you. And as it is written in Job chapter 28, verse 23-24, that you base above the heavens and you see through all heavens and earth, but still we are not far from kubanga kyawandikibwa
ku ggwe
Yeremiya sura ya 23:25-27
Katonda afa omulungi
lamba Efeso sura
y'okuna
Katonda kitaffe
ayita
mu byonna
kitaawe
wa byonna
era
ali mu byonna
twongere
okuwa ekifo ekisooka
mu masekati
gaffe
awamu
n'ekigambo kyo
mukama
waffe Yesu
Kristo watuma
ku mulundi guli
eri mu
Yokaana esula esooka
ekigambo
kyo bwe kyayambala
omubiri ekirabisibwa
gye
tuli naye
ng'okusuubiza kwakyo
bwe kuli yategeeza
mu Matayo sura ya
28:18-20
nti Yesu waakubeera naffe
okutuuka
enkomerero
yalaba
ne kankano
kwongera
okumuwa ekitiibwa
n'okumussaamu
ekitiibwa
n'okumuwa
ekifo ekisooka
mu
masekkati gaffe
ayi
mukama waffe Yesu
kwongera
okussaamu ekitiibwa
n'akabona
asinga obukulu
afuga
eggulu
n'ensi okusinga
Mbibulaniya sura y'okuna
14:14-16
kimanyi nti newankubadde oli muguwa
eryokusatu
ng'abakolisa
ekyokubiri
esula 12
olisooka
paka olw'okutaano
naye
raba ofuga eggulu n'ensi
era
twongera okuwa ekifo ekisooka
mu
masekkati
gaffe
nga bwe wasuubiza
n'otuukiriza
tewali tojja
tuleka nga bamulekwa
naye olituwa omubeezi
omwoyo
omutukuvu
abeere
naffe ennaku zonna
ekyo
kye wasuubiza
mu
Yokaana esula 14:14-17
laba
omubeezi omwoyo
omutukuvu
yakambikwa watuma esula
y'okubiri
okuva ku nyolisooka
paka
olw'okuna
yakka
mu nnimi ez'omuliro
n'okutuuka
leero
akyali
mu masekkati gaffe
okutukulemberamu
ng'abaana ba
Katonda
bekyandikwa mu Baroomi
esula
y'omunaana
14
tumusaba ayongere
otukulemberamu
n'okutuwa
amaanyi ekyawandiikibwa
omwoyo bw'alijja
alibawa
amaanyi
nabwe
mulibeera abajulirwa bange
mu
Yudaaya wonna
ne
mu Isirayiri yonna
n'okutuuka
ku nsonda
ennyezeezi leka
n'atwongere amaanyi
era
nga bwe kiri mu Zaburi eya
14:30
tiwamutuma okutonda
awamu
n'okuzza obuggya
ebintu
byonna
leka
na mukama omutume gye tuli
ayogere
okutuzza
obuggya ajje
n'ejjira bamalayika
yongere
okuweereza naffe n'okutuweereza
tuukiriza
ekigambo
kyo nga
mu Zaburi
13:20
ne Mbibulaniya sura esooka
13:14-14
ajje baweereze wamu naffe
era
batuweereze
atugenda
mu maaso n'okutegeeza
awamu
n'okukola gavumenti ye ey'omuggulu ku nsi ne gavumenti yayo ey'omu
masekkati
gavumenti ya Katonda mu gavumenti zo
Lord is government and governments of the earth.
Tukirizo kwitibwa okwensi yonna.
As we fulfill the worldwide call.
Mulimu gwo okusembayo kusemazinga wensi.
The final work on the planet earth.
Revival n'okudizibwa obujjo okw'ebintu
byonna. The revival and restoration of all things.
Tusabye byonna.
We pray all.
Mulinyeri amukama waffe Yesu.
The name of our Lord Jesus.
Omwana w'omulamu.
Your living son.
Ekitiibwa n'ettendo bikuddire kitaffe.
Glory and honor back to you the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Wetulireko.
You can sit down.
Otege kitabo kyo.
As you prepare your book.
Otege pen yo.
You prepare your pen.
Otege Bible yo.
You prepare your Bible.
Singe nyo.
Most of all.
Otege kitabo byo moyo mutukufu.
Prepare the books of the Holy Spirit.
Okuri omuntu owa munda.
Where there is your inner man.
Okuri omutima gwo.
Where there is your heart.
Okuri amagezi gwo.
Where there is your mind.
Omoyo mutukufu mwawandika.
Where the Holy Spirit writes.
Yandikwe byamazima.
The scriptures of truth.
Nokubi kujukizango bitambuliremo.
And to remind them to you that you move by them.
Nokubiboliranga abalala.
Even to preach them to others.
Mulinyeri amukama wa Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus,
mwana wa Katonda omulamu,
son of the living God,
amanya ne dobozi,
and by name and voice,
mutume Ronald Hope Witness,
apostle Ronald Hope Witness,
uamo name Sumba,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
no musoma fa Bible,
and a Bible reader Teacher Jacob,
tubagala nnyo mwenna,
we love you all,
mulinyeri amukama wa Yesu,
in the name of our Lord Jesus,
mwana wa Katonda omulamu,
son of the living God,
sina mbuwerezo bw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
we bless the ministry of the full knowledge of God,
iranga buli international,
and it's international,
natuongera okwandiza eri omulembe omupya,
and we move to welcome you to the new generation,
ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
which has the full knowledge of God,
n'ekitiibwa kye,
and his glory,
okutuusa ku bulamu okutuuka
to reach you to life eternal.
Tujukiranga mu Yokaana sura ya 17.
Remember that in the John 17.
Unyoro 3.
Verse 3.
Obulamu butagwao.
Eternal life.
kumanya Katonda mu amazima.
To know the one true God
and Christo Yesu
gwe yatuma. And the Christ Jesus he sent.
So ng'omulembe Katonda gwe yasuubiza.
So as the generation that God promised.
Mu Zaburi ya 78.
In the Psalms chapter 78.
Ulomo kaga pakolo munana.
Verses 6 unto 8.
Tukutusha kukumanya Katonda okujude.
We reach to the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Kuletera obulamu.
To bring you life,
okutoka kubula mbutagwa,
to reach an everlasting life,
eranga tukomekereza okuzikirira kwabanji,
and as we end the destruction of the many,
abadde bazikirira olw'okubula okumanya,
who have been destroyed for lacking knowledge,
nga bw'atugamba mu Hosea nyambo kaga,
as it tells us Hosea 4:6,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus much,
kumulundi guno,
this time,
eranga obuweereza bw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
and as the ministry of the full knowledge of God,
tukulemberamu okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna,
we lead the worldwide call.
Kuyitibwa Katonda kwazi asuubiza ensi zonna.
God is worldwide promised call.
Atuyise okukola naye mulimu gw'okusembayo kusema zingawo ensi.
And he's called us to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth.
N'ekigendo eky'okuziza basitaani okufuula ensi eno nga Sodomu ne Gomorra.
With an intention of withering devils turn this world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Era ng'omulimu ogwo ogusembayo.
In that final work.
Ye revival n'okuddizibwa obuggya okw'ebintu byonna.
It's the revival and restoration of all things.
Okuteekateeka ensi zonna olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
To prepare all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Era nga revival yakolebwa okuyita mu kuzza obuggya enjiri y'obulokozi y'emirembe gyonna.
That revival is done through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Enjiri yabulirwa obutonde bonna mu ggulu ku
nsi. So preach to all creations in heavens and earth. As we fight material against the gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which caused the world being a midst of many curses, even the destruction of many within hell, and the lake of fire is waiting for them. So in restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, we restore the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And right now we are going to pass through God's heavenly government on the earth together with its central government, which is known as God's government, the government of the earth, to fulfill that great call. Praise Jesus much. But as I told you, we are in the seventh part of God's heavenly government on the earth, even its central government. Praise Jesus much. And we've moved to the eighth department
ya government ya Katonda yo muguru ku nsi,
God's heavenly government on the earth,
yetumanyinga department eyo moyo omuntu ku mujuvubwe ku nsi,
no, as the department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tujukiranga twakakomekereza department musangwe zise.
Remember, so far we finished seven departments.
Eza government ya Katonda yo muguru ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Natuzikuyitira mu bufunzi.
As we briefly passed through them.
Irango jukira twalaba ku department ya soka.
And remember, we saw of the first department.
Ye kanisa ya Katonda
of the church of God on the earth, the body of Christ on the earth, the holy ones of God on the earth. After we finished, we saw second department of the deacons and the bishops in the church of God on the earth.
Then
after we saw the third department
eyabalamuzi b'ekkanisa ya Katonda ku nsi,
of the judges of the church of God on the earth.
Bitwamala,
after we finished
third department yokuna,
we saw the fourth department
eyabakadde b'ekkanisa ya Katonda ku nsi,
of the elders of the church of God on the earth.
Tuolekena ne department yokutano,
we moved to the fifth department
eyabaganda bafa abayimbi,
of our brethren the musicians,
abatukulemberamu mu kusinza Katonda mwoyo ne mazima,
who lead us in worship of God in spirit and truth.
Tutwama entulaba department yomukaga,
after we saw the sixth department
yabakabona abayigiriza,
of the teaching priests,
yabakabona bakatonda abayigiriza ku nsi,
the teaching priests of God on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Department yenu yabakabona eyomukaga,
this sixth department
yabakabona bakatonda abayigiriza ku nsi,
of the teaching priests of God on the earth.
Bakugamba evunanyizibwa ku department 2 We told you it's responsible of two other departments below. In manifesting God and His fullness on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department.
In here we saw the seventh department.
Government
of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department.
Department of the holy angels on the earth. We saw in them seven divisions of the angels, even their different works.
Where
there was division of Angel Michael of warfare, where was division of Angel Gabriel the messengers, where was division of Angel of measurements.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Raphael,
whom we know as the angels.
What Greece?
Tigris.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We department yokuna,
we saw the fourth division of the angels. Of the chains who are led by Angel Abaddon, who work on the mission of death and hell.
Then
we saw the fifth division of the Angel of Water and Creation. And we saw the sixth division of the Angels of Fire.
Then to have a trustman division,
ended in the seventh division of the angel of the seal of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So we thank God that division is responsible by priests to work in it and manifest it.
Department,
that seventh department, it's responsible of by the sixth department. The department of the teaching priests of God on the earth. Even this department we are heading on to, the eighth department. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. Each who is responsible by the teaching priests in manifesting God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we want to move on ahead with it and move to know what concerneth it in the brief in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much.
Department eno,
so this department of Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We remember that in the first John chapter 5 verses 7 unto 8, those with the King James Version, that the Holy Spirit he sits within heavens and the earth.
So yes, department,
so he finds that he has to have this department on the earth.
Government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi.
It's God's heavenly government on the earth.
Katusometu ulide.
Let's read we here.
Baruwa ya Yokane chisoka esuli yokutano nolu nyiriri uro musamvu.
1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
Era waliwo abajuri wabasatu muguru. Chitafe, chigambo, nomo yomutukuvu.
For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Verses 8.
Kubanga era waliwo abajulirwa basatu ku nsi, omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi. Era abasatu abo bakkaanya mu omu.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to 1 John chapter 5 verse 7 unto
8,
when you use most the King James Version Bible, you can find in these verses, for in other Bibles they removed them for the schemes of the evil Satan who works with the evil from the mankind, and they can snatch out those verses.
But
we restore them back for in the other
Bibles, they are there. But what I wanted you to understand in this verse, see the department of the Holy Spirit on the earth. According to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, it shows that there are three witnesses in heaven, where there is the Father, and there is the Word. The Word who is known as the Son. For in John 1 verse 14, the one who clothed flesh appeared as the Son. And then there is the Holy Spirit. These are witnesses in heaven. But in the witnesses within heaven,
Chitafe,
the Father and the Word whom we know as the Son,
yes,
our Lord Jesus,
department ya
they do not have an official department on the earth.
Department ya denge kanisa, offices.
We saw department
ministry.
Would have been the church. They have offices and ministry.
Wabula, tukufu,
but again, the Holy Spirit, even though
arina, department,
he has the heavenly department as one of the witnesses in heaven. According to 1 John chapter 5 verse 7, among the witnesses in heaven is there. But when you enter the verse 8, it shows
department
that he also comes on the earth. He appears a witness. He puts the department on the earth. That's why they have said 1 John 5 verse 8. Let's repeat it that you hear it.
1 John chapter 5 verses 8. Kubangera waliwa bajulira basatu kunsi omoyo namazi ino musayi era basatu abo bakanya muomu.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one.
Hey.
Yes. The Holy Spirit puts there a department on this earth. And it's one responsible over the blood of Jesus and the water to cleanse the sinners on this earth. The water within this word we preach, and it sanctifies them.
No, even
the blood of Jesus speak better words, and it changes lives of people. Most of those on that issue shall get explained of them. But one of the reasons why he has that department on the earth,
yet,
we've seen the Father has not an official department on the earth. Even the Word himself, the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
and
him too is not put there a department. Because those two, the Father and the Word, we saw them in the first department that we call of the Church of God on the earth. And the Father has an office in there, and the Word called the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he has there a ministry. Even though we saw that the Holy Spirit has a unity there,
department number,
yet still he comes to get an entire department as the Holy Spirit. Because we have heard it in
1
John chapter 5 verse 8 that there are three witnesses in the earth: the spirit, the blood, and the water. The three agree in one. You know, people would have called the blood of Jesus. You wonder they get it from where? Or the water which came from his ribs
side.
But because the department which runs all is of the Holy Spirit, when we call the blood of Jesus, or we call the water which came from his ribs, still it is the Holy Spirit who appears. Now, that department is always here on the earth. We have always called it, let the blood come cleanse me. We ask the one in charge of it, he works from where?
Yeah. naye baluyokaana eyosooka leero lwojjo gitegeera
But that first John today is when you're going to understand to finish it. Chapter 5 verse 8. That there are three witnesses in the earth. The spirit, the blood and the water. They agree in one, him the spirit. That when you call the Holy Spirit, he comes. When you call the blood of Jesus is the one who comes still. When you call the water which came from his ribside, he is the one who comes. That is John chapter 19, verse 34. He is spoken of like this. John chapter 19, verses 34.
Na yeserikale omu na mufumita mumbirizi zefumu. Amangu ago ne muvamu omusayi na amazi.
But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side and immediately came there out blood and water. Yes. You know, out of Jesus came blood and water.
They
all were sent to agree within the spirit. And today when you call the blood of Jesus, the water which came from his ribside, you are calling the Holy Spirit himself. Because he has an entire department on this earth. And it is proven in the 1st John chapter 5, verses 8, that for there are three witnesses on the earth, the spirit, the blood, water, and the Holy Spirit.
They
agree in one, him the Holy Spirit. When you call the blood of Jesus, is the one who comes. When you call the water from his side to cleanse us, still is the one who appears. When you call the Holy Spirit with power, he is the one still who comes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okay.
That's why in John chapter 19, verse 34, he said that Jesus was pierced in his side. Out of him came blood and water. That, where have you ever seen it on this earth?
And
you they have pierced your rib side. Out of you flows a river of water and blood. It's the spirit who does them, both of them. That's why he says
that
when you will believe, he said you will flow rivers of living water.
And
he spoke that meaning the Holy Spirit. According to those in John chapter 7, verse 38-39. And he says like this.
Yokana esule yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu munana.
John chapter 7 verse 38.
Akiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti emigga egy'amazzi ag'obulamu giri kulukuta mu lubuto lwe.
He that believes on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
Asatu mu mwenda.
Verse 39.
Ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo gwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkiriza.
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Yes. When we've told you 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, that the Holy Spirit has an entire department here on earth, responsible of the blood of Jesus which speak better words, responsible of the water which came from his side which cleanses takes sins from us. So then we went to John 9, verse 34. Jesus, when he was pierced on his side, out of him came blood and water. But all those meant the Holy Spirit. For there is no human being naturally whom they can pierce on the rib side. Out of him cometh two streams, one of blood, another of water. But that John chapter 7 verse 38-39, it's what it is explained that the blood and water which came from his ribs, he spoke that meaning the Holy Spirit. For he said when you will believe, he said you will flow streams of living water as those which came from his side. Then he spoke this meaning the Holy Spirit, whom he was going to be given, because Christ had not yet been glorified
and
the Spirit had not been given us.
So
that department, people as they're out there call the blood of Jesus to cleanse them. Of course we hear God telling us in the 1 John chapter 5, in the 1 John chapter 1 verses 8-10, that if we go on believe, God is ready to forgive us and the blood of his son cleanses us. Now when does it come?
But
now we've understood it.
Department
of the Holy Spirit is responsible of that. Let's read, we hear.
First
John chapter 1 from verse 7.
Naye bwe tutambulira mu musana nga ye bwali mu musana, tusa kimu fekka na fekka, n'omusaayi gwa Yesu omwana we gutunaazaako ekibi kyonna.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8,
bwe twogera nga tetulina kibi twekyamya fekka, songa n'amazima tegali mu ffe.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Verses 9,
bwe twatula ebibi byaffe, ye wa mazima era omutuukirivu okutusonyiwa ebibi byaffe n'okutunaazaako byonna ebitali bya butuukirivu.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse
10,
if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Yes. You know when we read 1 John chapter 1 from verse 8-10, if we accept his sinners, the blood of his son cleanses us. People ask, how does that blood do it? Friend, this blood is not this usual blood. This we speak of the Holy Spirit himself. Made him put an entire department,
that
those who accept their sinners is ready to cleanse them with the blood of Jesus. But that blood, it speaks. Now the blood which speaks not that this usual blood, it must be the Holy Spirit. For we hear in the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24, and we hear that the blood speaks. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24,
Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya n'eri omusaayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
And to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Yes, the blood of Jesus of sprinkling and speaks, he speaks better things. Now all we speak them by the Holy Spirit. That's why he put an entire department on the earth. And they said, as we've had in the 1 John chapter 5 verses 8, that there are three witnesses in the earth: the blood, the water, and the spirit. And they agree in one. It's the Holy Spirit they agree in. For we have heard that in the 1 John, in the book
In John chapter 19, verse 34, Jesus is pierced on the sides.
And
out of him comes blood and water. Yet it is hard in the children of men to be pierced right on your rib side. And out of you cometh two streams. One is of blood, another is of water. Both because they separate their spiritual, they agree in one. It's what we've heard in John chapter 7, verse
38-49.
And when we shall believe, he said, us will flow streams of living water. That he spoke that meaning the Holy Spirit who was to be given us, because Christ had not yet been glorified, even the Spirit had not been given us. So those are secret things spoken of the Holy Spirit. And when we hear, as we've seen in the 1st John chapter 1 verse 8 to 10, that if except we sinners, God the Father is ready to forgive us. Even the blood of his son cleanses us. Now we ask that this time it comes from where? For 2021 years back, that blood poured down from the rib of Jesus. But we still call it to cleanse us. That still he is the Holy Spirit who does that. Because in the Hebrews 12:24 we have heard that we have come to Jesus. The message of the new covenant to the blood of the sprinkling, which speak better things than the blood of Abel. That when they speak of the blood we speak, we speak of the Holy Spirit. Because in Revelation 2, the verse 7, he said, those with the ear, let them hear what the Spirit tells the church. that blood which speaks unto the church
is
the Holy Spirit himself. Let us read we hear. Revelation chapter 2 and the verse
7.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Yes. That Hebrews 12:24 speak of the blood of Jesus, speak better things. We end up speaking of the Holy Spirit. When they have said in Revelation chapter 2, in the verse 7, he who has and hear, let him hear what the Spirit tells the church. I would have wanted to go back from the verse 1, Revelation 2 from verse 1 to 7.
And
we see what he told the church of gone away from the first love. You have good works and the evils. Repent and leave these ones. By that he is cleansing the church. And they said, now listen what the Spirit tells the church. For that's the blood speaking better things.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much. Now,
still
when we preach through the gospel, these words to become spiritual,
still,
they become the water which cleanses us and is the Spirit himself. Yes. Because he said that the flesh profits nothing, but the words I said to you, they are spirits. And they alive. Not John 6. 63. He says what? John chapter 6, verses 63.
It
is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profits nothing.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes. Now all these words we preach for the existence of the department of Holy Spirit in the earth till is the one who makes them into water flowing, cleansing you.
It
cleanses your mind to take away all unrighteousness, your understanding, your counsel,
your powers,
darkness that washed from your life, and they wash out every ignorance. And they wash out every mentality not fearing sin and evil. And they give you the glory of God in that body. You know, we went to hear in the Ephesians chapter 5. Jesus cleansed the water, washing it with water through the word.
Now,
that all along has been done by the Holy Spirit as you hear of today. And his department is worthy to exist on this earth. Let's read we hear. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 25.
Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo.
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse 26.
Alyoka agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaza n'amazzi mu kigambo.
That he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Yes. That the water is within this word. He is remained the spirit. For the words he said to us, they are spirit. It is life. Now, washing it with water through the word of the church, we preach and him turns the water, the scriptures, into water which cleanse you. That's why the washing of God is different.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But where I have told you, why the Holy Spirit in the initials has to have a department on the earth. Like the initials, like what? You need the blood of Jesus to cleanse you. Where are you going to get it from? It is him himself, the Holy Spirit. The second, you'd have wanted the water which came from beside to cleanse you. But who is going to give you that water? He is remained the Holy Spirit, as we have heard. The other, we are going to need power, but not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Spirit.
Still,
going to come an entire department is needed. For in the Zechariah 4:6, he has said like this.
Zechariah esule yokuna noru nyiriri oru mukaga.
Zechariah chapter 4 and the verse 6.
Ti Nadamu nangamba anti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbabeli nga kyogera anti sirwa amaanyi so sirwa buyinza naye lwa moyo gwange bwayogera Mukama w'eggye.
Then he answered and spoke unto me saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes. That still all the rest. Because we need the blood of Jesus, but not by power, but by his spirit.
We
need the water from his side to cleanse us from sins, and still not by power, by his spirit. Because it's the one who can turn the scriptures into water which cleanses us. Is remained in the spirit. And believe the power which is in this word we speak of. Because we heard in the Corinthians that the kingdom of God is not words, but power. Who is going to do it? Let's put it in the Acts. In the 1st Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 20.
Abakolinsi ekisooka essuula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
First Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebuli mu bigambo wabula mu maanyi.
For the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. Yes.
Timmi bigambo bigambo bino bituwogera.
In these words we speak.
Naye amaanyi.
But power.
Ani agenda okugalabisa.
Who is going to manifest it?
Era kya muwandiikibwako.
It was written of him.
Ikaba batume munana.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Nkira we anabazi.
Till when he would have come.
Ngatuwa amaanyi.
He will give us power.
Tuwogera tubuulira.
We speak, we preach.
Need to itaga amanyi bigambo bino ebyobwakabaka.
But we need power in these words of the kingdom.
Ebyobwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
In the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven.
Tineera amanyi agendo gapakirako.
That still the power is the one going to pack it on
you.
It's remained the Holy Spirit.
Yalina teka department namba ku.
Had to put an entire department in the earth.
Olwe mirimu gine ejovunanyizibwa
obusufu. These extremely possible works.
Soko nsomera wiko atume tulabe.
You first put there in the acts we see.
Ebikolo bya batume esule soka n'olunyiriri olwa munana.
Acts chapter 1 verses 8.
Naye muli webwa amanyi omoyo mutukuvu bwali malo kujja kumwe. Namwe munabanga bajulirwa bange mu Yerusalemu ne mu Buyuda yabonna ne mu Samaria. Nokutusa kunkomerero yensi.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth.
He
yes,
twetaga manyi muchigali muchigambo.
The power which is in the world.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda sibigambo
byo. The kingdom of God is not words alone.
Ni manyi.
But power. But still he told us
that not
by power it will remain in the Holy Spirit.
For Acts 1
verse 8 he said when he will come he will give you power. Now we went to hear
and
we cast in demons,
but
our Lord Jesus explained the same. He said in the Matthew 12 verse 28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you.
Needed
still department of Holy Spirit in the earth. When we did the blood of Jesus cleanse us, it is him. The Spirit is the one to come. And he speaks better things. For the blood of Jesus. When we need water from the side of Jesus to cleanse us, which pass through the word, or which pass through the scriptures, it is remain the Spirit who appears. For the words they say to us, they are spirit. It is life. When we need power,
batugambira mu Zakaria nyamuka.
Tell us straight Zakaria 4:6.
Sirwa buyinzo bwa bulijjo.
Not by might which is usual.
Era sirwa amani.
And not by power.
Naye asigadde moyo.
He still remained the spirit.
Nibatugamba.
And they tell us.
Akolise kisoka nya.
In the first Corinthians 4 verse 20.
Atinto bwaka baka bwaka tunda
sisi.
Tebuli mbigambo.
Kingdom of God is not in words.
Naye ni imani.
But in power.
Naye ni agatua.
But who gives that power to us?
Biko yatume
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Tumoyo bwalija
na when the Spirit will come, he'll give you power.
Asigadi itaga department
kusi. We need a department in the earth.
Na tulina kanyomero kogobe
mizi. But we have an aspect of chasing demons.
No kuonye ndwadde zonna.
Healing all forms of diseases.
Tulira buulizi
Matayo.
Matayo 10.
Matthew 10.
Yorisoka.
Verses 1.
Naita abayogiriza
we. Call all disciples.
Na babo buyinza ku demons
zonna. The power for all demons to casting them.
Into
heal all forms of sicknesses.
We thought
this power appears how? They just explained us. Matthew 12 verse 28. I cast demons by the Spirit of God.
I
say give them power to cast demons. To heal all forms of sickness. Authority you thought, what is that he gave them?
Because
it is the Holy Spirit himself. He is our power, authority. And I'm free to pray in a minute. I say,
oh
authority, catch that one.
He
knows himself. That is the power of God which gave us all that we need. Not reading the second Peter, chapter 1, verse
3.
That is the power which touch all things. Which can handle all things.
You
first read, then we see.
Peter, chapter 1, and the verse
3.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda bwe watuwa byonna eby'obulamu n'okuweereza Katonda olw'okumanyira ddala oyo eyatuyita olw'ekitiibwa n'obulungi bwe ye.
According as his holy power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue. Yes. It's the power which gives all concerning this life. When we speak concerning of this life, we don't speak of the walking of the lame alone. Even all those walking out there, we speak of them. And they have legs, this power is what gave them. Hands, everything.
All
things pertaining to this life in the heavens and earth, it is this power which gave us. It is the Holy Spirit. And why should he not have a department in the earth? Now all along there people have been working with one they have never known. And they did know that he's officially right here on this earth. And he has an entire department on the earth to govern those issues. What he did, it's to make in himself 7 divisions. What we call the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits of God, that he can govern and run very well all the works of giving us all that we need in this life, in the understanding of God, even to inherit the kingdom of heaven. He is there to do all those. Even though office of the priest is responsible of him, and in these divisions, those he made himself him as Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits and the 7 eyes of God, they give priests each division different ones to cater on those works to be fulfilled. And they put upon them angels from the other divisions
department
in the 7th department. Yes. Now let's first handle this. I've told you that for the works we've spoken above in this brief
is a department
of the department,
or
the 8th department of God's heavenly government on the earth,
department,
the department of Holy Spirit in his fullness in the earth. We've had his responsible for the blood of Jesus, the water which came from his side,
for
to turn the word into water to cleanse us, responsible in the power in the word which we preach, to casting demons, give us what we need in life and in serving of God, as
needs,
you know them, those filled the earth. Now those,
he
decided to make 7 divisions, what we call the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the 7 spirits and the 7 eyes of God, those sent in the all earth, that can handle all works in the all earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as I have told you,
divisions,
visions they put upon them priests responsible upon them to see those works be manifest, even angels
okuva mu department y'omusanvu,
from the seventh department,
mu division zaabwe musanvu,
in their seven divisions,
abavunaanyizibwa ku mirimu gino
gyonna, they are responsible of all these works.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So zino ze department, the division,
so these are the divisions
ez'omwoyo omutukuvu ojjuvu,
of the Holy Spirit in his fullness,
emyo musanvu ejja Katonda,
the seven spirits of God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Twawulirako mikwa batume esura eyokubiri,
we had in the Acts chapter 2
olunyiriri olwokusatu n'olwokuna,
verses 3 and 4,
nti omwoyo omutukuvu naka mu bujjuvu,
that the Holy Spirit came down in his fullness,
alabikira mu nnimi ez'omwoyo,
appearing in the tongues of fire.
Kalisome tuwulire.
Let us read, we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esura y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Acts chapter 2 and the verse 3.
Nekulabika ku bo ennimi ngezi omuliro nga zeyawuddemu, buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Olunyolwokuna,
verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ngomoyo byabawa okuzogera.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Iko watu mesura ya 2.
Acts 1 and the verse. Acts 2.
Olunyo lwokusatu
lwokuna. Acts chapter 2 verse 3 and 4.
Tulaga omoyo mtu kumbujuvu
bwe. It shows the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Galabikira munnimi ez'omuliro.
And he appears in the tongues of fire.
So omoyo yo arabikira munnimi ez'omuliro.
So but who spirit who appears in tongues of fire.
Obujuvu bwe ziba ennimi ez'omuliro musanvu.
His fullness, there are seven tongues of fire.
Eziraga obujuvu omoyo mtu.
Which show fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Emyo musanvu ejja
Katonda. The seven spirits of God.
Kalisome tuwulire.
Let us read, we hear.
Okubikulire sura y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelations chapter 4 and the verse 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka, n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinzira ko kubikulire sirene yokona.
According to Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5.
Bojikwasaganya nebikwa tumeje tusoso kusoma waguru.
When you connect it with the Acts we've read above.
Sirene yokubiro nyuro kusana norokona.
Chapter 2 verse 3 to 4. When you look to that Acts, it shows that upon the apostles came tongues like of fire, and they got filled of the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak tongues as he gave them utterance. But that spirit we are not able to measure him in liters. But now the one filled is like in the 30 liters or 100 liters. Now Revelation chapter 4 verse 5,
lwakulaga obujuwo moyo omutukuvu ajja mu nnimi ez'omuliro.
It showed you fullness of Holy Spirit who comes in tongues of fire.
Bu zibera meka,
they appear how many,
tuluka tutegere nti ona ino obujuvu,
that we understand that this one has the fullness.
Chavudaga minenda bitabaza musanvu ngezomuliro.
That's why he said I saw seven lamps like of fire,
bazaka maso gente beya Katonda,
burning before the throne of God.
Nagamba jimi omusanvu ejja Katonda,
and he said they are the seven spirits of God. And then we get to understand, yes,
abantu biko abatume sura ya 2,
the apostles in the Acts chapter 2
olunyiro olw'okusatu n'olw'okuna,
verses 3 and 4,
abajjuzibwa omwoyo munnimi ez'omuliro,
got filled of the spirit in tongues of fire,
bajjuzibwa emyoyo musanvu ejja Katonda,
they got filled of seven spirits of God. And upon which you see that they got filled of seven spirits of God, both in Revelations 4 verse 5. When you look to Acts, that Stephen too was filled of the spirit of wisdom. He was
one,
pointing the one of wisdom. And they cannot resist the spirit and the wisdom upon him,
in
the understanding he spoke by. Let us read, we see.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Acts chapter 6 and the verse 7.
Ekigambo kya Katonda ne kibuna, omuwendo gw'abayigirizwa mu Yerusaalemi ne gweyongerako nnyo. Ekibiina kinene eky'abakabona nebagondera okukiriza.
And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Olinyiri olw'omunaana.
Verses 8.
Stefano bwe yajjula ekisa n'amaanyi n'akolanga amagero n'obubonero obunene mu bantu.
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
Olinyiri olw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Naye ne bayimuka abantu abamu ab'ekkuŋŋaaniro eriyitibwa eryabalibetino n'eryabakuleene n'eryabalegizandiriya n'eryabakirukiya nti n'eryabasiya nga bawakana ne Sutefano.
Then there arose certain of the synagogues which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and the Cyrenians and the Alexandrians and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. Verse 10.
So te bayinza kusobola magezi n'omwoyo beyayogeza.
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Yes.
Not
just be filled of the spirit as they say. One of us show you filled of the spirit, that of wisdom is present with you. In you behold the one of understanding. There is one of counsel. There is the one of power. There is the one of knowledge. There is one of the fear of God. And the spirit of the Lord is filled very well. And that spirit, we've seen in Revelation 4 verse 5, his fullness which appeared in the seven tongues, those of fire, and he burned before the throne of God. Because the eyes of God is sent in the all earth. For they have told you that this is God's heavenly government on the earth. Now in this eighth department
of
the Holy Spirit in his fullness, I've told you, makes in them seven divisions. They are the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God. Those sent in the all earth to be able to work within the all earth. It means this department too has been there working secretly. Now it is the time to work openly. Because they are 2022. You remain not making close to 3 months now. The mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival and restoration of all things. That it moves from here to the nation of Uganda. To head on to the whole world. Now we had to reveal out this department of the Holy Spirit. Even his divisions, the seven, the spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all earth, according to Revelation chapter 5, from verses 5 to 6. And he says like this, Revelation chapter 5 from verse 5,
omukubakadde nangamba tokava. Laba, empologoma w'omukika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Dawudi, yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose the seven seals thereof. Verses 6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina. Ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda ekitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood the Lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Yes.
They are the eyes of God and the seven spirits of God, those sent in the whole earth. Now the department is already been put here in the nation of Uganda officially. Now it is time to be sent in the year 2022. And then you will see wisdom and understanding how they spread the world. The castle of God. The power of the living God. The knowledge of God. The fear of God. To glorify the only one true God. And the Christ Jesus is sent. Passing through the Spirit of the Lord. Yes. You know, we thank God. He's given just to know the seasons how they are. Even to know what ought to be done in business. Now you out there, it's you meant to hear us. It's put in action immediately.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So department yes.
So
division is no.
So these divisions of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all earth, these are their name. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord, in the Isaiah 11 verse 2, there is the Spirit of the Lord, that of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding. There is the spirit of counsel. There is the spirit of might. There is the spirit of knowledge. And the spirit of fear of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Isaiah we see. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera ku ye. Omoyo gwa magezi nokutegera. Omoyo gwa kutesa na manyi. Omoyo gwa kumanya nokutya mukama.
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Yes. Now you are going to see. You know when you reach a time of putting instilling priests in place. You know, priests are responsible for the seventh department that we finished above in the other time, that of angels. And them to hold seven divisions. And them too, we have to put priests there. Those who manifest every division of angels. Now, even now, in this eighth department, of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God on the earth, it too, it has seven divisions. They are the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth, where we've heard there is the Spirit of the Lord. There is the Spirit of wisdom. There is the spirit of understanding. There is the spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of fear of God. And upon them they have to put priests. Priests responsible over the other groups of the angels. They move straight with their groups of angels. And they begin to be responsible of these divisions.
Waji.
Are we together? What I try to tell you, that the first division of the angels, it comes straight. It comes with its priests or its priests, and they can't be responsible
for
the first division of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom.
nebakola nnyo okulabikanga omwoyo w'amagezi arabisibwa
see that the spirit of God appears and is manifest. The spirit of wisdom in the word when it is manifest.
The
work is still a powerful work that we are supposed to do.
Organizing a government
to organize this government very well. That
he
will do God's final work on this planet Earth. And that work is the revival. And the restoration of all things in the heavens and the earth. To be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be. Forever, amen.
In
the intention of preparing the all nations of the world for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Praise Jesus much.
In
the restoration of all things,
I told you,
we are going to do it through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel which was preached to all creations in the heavens and earth. In fighting the material gain gospel of this world. And the selling of miracles.
Which
caused the world to be in the midst of many curses. Where there is the curse of Sodom and Gomorrah. Where there is coronavirus and the others, which has caused many to fall in hell. Even the lake of fire is waiting them after judgment. But when we shall be restoring well the gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. We are going to be redeeming many. But this eighth department, as I've told you, of God's heavenly government on the earth, the department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness in the earth, and its seven divisions, the seventh spirit, and the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth. Because we last read Isaiah 11:2. And they tell us there is the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of fear of the Lord. Those seven divisions
of
the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
You
say each division, it's going to be responsible of
the
other seven priests we're going to put out there in the seven division of angels.
But they
rise up with those divisions. And they can be responsible of these divisions of seven spirits. And they work most to see that they manifest on this earth. It means this. We shall briefly pass through them in the next round. These seven divisions of the Holy Spirit. The spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth, even the seven priests and the seven groups of angels, to manifest the works of the seven divisions of the seven spirits of God. May God bless you as you put in action and you move on to spread far to reaching the four corners of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.